This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh today. Referring to the government's welfare scheme, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Avas Yojana and Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है। गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the US. Replying to US Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahavur Rana, Dr. Jaishankar said, "This is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of 26/11 attacks." Mr. Rubio, in his post, said, "US has extradited Tahavur Hussain Rana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks." Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secessionism, placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the move. He said, "Under the current government, the spirit of unity prevails in Jammu and Kashmir." He added that this is a victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIADMK. Interacting with the media in Chennai today, he said the Narendra Modi government has allowed Tamil youth to write the UPSC exams in the Tamil language. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted the release trials of long-range glide bomb Gaurav from the Su-30 MKI aircraft. According to the Defence Ministry, the trial successfully demonstrated a range close to 100 kilometres with accuracy. Gaurav is 1,000-kilometre class glide bomb designed and developed indigenously by Research Centre Imarat, Armament Research and Development Establishment and Integrated Test Range situated at Chandipur. China's finance ministry today announced that it has raised additional tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%. In a statement, the ministry said the U.S. side's imposition of excessively high tariffs on China seriously violates international economic and trade rules and is simply an act of unilateral bullying and coercion. Investors had been waiting to see how Beijing would respond to U.S. President Donald Trump's move on Wednesday to effectively raise tariffs on Chinese goods to 145%. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Telangana. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is likely in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Kerala, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh today, as well as in Assam and Meghalaya during the next 4 days. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 8 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. Chasing 104 runs for victory, KKR overhauled the target in only 10.1 over with 8 wickets in hand. Earlier put into bat, CSK scored 103 runs for 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata's Sunil Narine scored dazzling 44 of 18 balls and picked up 3 wickets. Sunil was adjudged player of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.